Question of the Week from the Naked Scientists.
Hello and welcome to a musical Question of the Week from the Naked Scientists with me, Diana O'Carroll, where this week I'm dealing with songs I love to hate.
Hello, my name is Jay. I live in Indonesia, and this is my question. Why do songs grow better with repeated listening?
So why is it that songs that initially sound rubbish still make it to number one?
I'm Adrian North and I'm Professor of Psychology at Heriot-Watt University in Edinburgh. The reason why people generally seem to like music, or one of the reasons, is to do with the level of complexity in the melody. Now, by complexity we mean basically by how erratic the melody is, or how varied the melody is, or basically by how weird sounding, if you like, the melody is. So, for example, a lot of modern classical music to many people would sound to be quite weird, quite complex, and so on. Whereas, for example, a lot of modern dance music has got a fairly repetitive melody, and so most people tend to regard modern dance music as being relatively low in complexity. Now, we know in the grand scheme of things that people like moderately complex music, music that chops and changes a little bit, but not too much. But of course, that's got big implications for how music fares with when it's repeated. Of course, when you hear a piece of music the first time, you don't really know what it's going to do next. When you hear it a second time, you've got a better idea of what it's going to do next. And when you hear it the third, fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh times, then you start to have a very good idea how that melody is going to progress. So in other words, the more often you hear a piece of music, the less complex it seems to you. And so what that means is a piece of music that was originally too complex for you, when you've heard it a few times, becomes moderately complex and you start to like it. Conversely, a piece of music that was moderately complex and popular the first time you heard it, because you've heard it more times, it becomes simpler, it becomes less complex. Now it becomes too simple for you and you don't like it anymore. So in other words, liking for music is determined by complexity, but complexity decreases with the number of times you hear a piece of music. That change in the level of complexity changes how much you like the piece of music in question.
It turns out your brain can find those hooks that draw you into the rhythm of a song the more you listen to it. Of course, this won't really work if the song is so thrash metal that it has no hooks. Well, if you're planning to use your iPod to listen to Slipknot 43,000 times, then you'll need to charge it up.
Hi, this is Eldon Raj from Cambridge, Massachusetts. And my question is it really better to let a battery completely run down before charging it?
If you know the best method for dealing with rechargeables and why it works, then tell us all about it. We'd love to hear what you think, so drop us an email at chris@thenakedscientist.com or write us on our forum at thenakedscientist.com/forum.
Question of the Week is part of the Naked Scientists podcast and supported by the EPSRC, the Wellcome Trust and UK Fast. Look us up online at nakedscientists.com.